Maimer of Reish is Goyim Amalek, Tavshin Tezvav, the middle of Siv Zayin, towards the bottom of page Kuf Aleph, where it says, Omnam Gam HaBittel. So we learned yesterday about the level of Bittel that comes from Chaya. Chaya is where a person sees the truth. When you see something, there's nothing that could come and throw doubts into your mind about it. What's the reason? Because when you see something, it gets ingrained very deeply in the essence of the person. You get very, very deeply moved and touched by it that nobody could ask you questions. When you don't see something, when you understand something, you're only getting the seichel of it, the hesber of it, but the inyan itself, you don't have b'chlal. And there's only a certain aspect of you, which is your seichel, that's connecting to it. So then that's, you're not really... It hasn't been ingrained in you. So someone could come and ask you all kinds of questions to the point that he may throw a doubt on the whole thing in your mind. But when you makir the emes to the point, and he's here, we're talking about the neshama on the level of chaya, that sees the Eibishter with such a pshitis that even when it is confronted by all kinds of challenges and questions and difficulties in life, it can go through it, and it remains committed and connected to the Eibishter. because it's so sure and so clear, it's open to the person, the truth. That's the level of chaya. Okay, so the Rebbe continues, pretty bekitze here, that this is not the ultimate connection of the neshama to the Eibishter. Okay, let's continue inside. Omnam. However, even after this level, gam habitul shemitzad ha-chochma. B'chines chaya. Even this level of bittul that comes from chokhmah, and chokhmah is koyachma, when a person is bottle, and it's the ri'iyah, when you see, when it's completely open to you, the truth. Hu ba'ifin sheyesh mitzias shel menagid. This is still a connection of the neshama on a level where there's another existence. There's something else that could be there as an opposition. Shetzrichim levatla olavar rachulu. And you have to go and eradicate it, or purify it, or to refine it, one or the other. But the point is, on this level of chaya, even though this is a very intense connection to neshama to the Eibishter, but it's not on a level where there's nothing else that exists other than the Eibishter himself. It's not on a level where the very essence of the neshama is one with the Eibishter, and over there, the Einoid Mulvadai isn't to such a degree that there is nothing other than the Eibishter v'zehu. That's not what this level of the neshama is. Here, this is a level where the neshama, there is another existence. However, the neshama becomes connected to the Eibishter with such a taikif, like ri'iyah, that you see it, and therefore when you're confronted with all kinds of challenges, which create problems, which creates an issue for the person in his avodas Hashem, he's able to use this kayach ri'iyah to go through it, to be able to have that clarity and focus not to get nisbal. But you have to have a certain taikif to do that, though. That's the taikif of diriyah that gives you the power to go through it. It's not something which is... it just doesn't exist in your life at all.
Don't we speak like the chayin yechida are a bit remote from the neuron levels of the neshama? So would they be out of the realm of the challenges that the lower levels experience?
It's a different kind of challenge. I'll explain in a second. When the Rebbe here says that there's a mitzias of a menag, and there's still a level of a challenge, it's in a different oifen. In a different oifen of the challenge of naran. Not the same thing. Let's just see a little bit what the Rebbe says inside, and I'll try to explain a little bit. What we're explaining here is connected also to the point that the Mittler Rebbe explains in the Sefer of Imre Bina. Sheyesh b'china sa'ayin. There's the level of Ayin, which is the source of creation. One of the levels of Holocaust, the source of creation. Shenimshach levat l'sayesh. When that Ayin is revealed, so then what happens? The Yesh becomes totally bottled. Ayin that we're talking about over here is a level of Holocaust where the Mitzias, the reality of the Welt, is not Tefes Mokim there. We learned about this Barich, as Gedayla in the previous Maimorim, in the Kislev Maimorim, where the Rebbe spoke about Das Elyin and Das Tachten. So the idea of Ayin versus Yesh is, it's two completely different realities. Ayin is so distant, it's so far, that legabe the Ayin, kula kamei kula choshev. When that Ayin is nizgala, then the Yesh has no tefisa smokin. It's mevatel the Yesh completely. But still, though, the point here is that this is a level of ayin where there's a metzias of a yesh, and then there's a revelation of the ayin, and that ayin has to be mevatel this yesh. Ayinu, shahayin misasik levatel inyan shemichutz himeno. This is a revelation of the truth of the Eibishter, ayin, which is completely beyond our comprehension, but it has to be mevatel. It has to come down to be isik, it has to be mevatel, something which is outside. Another reality which is outside of Elokus. The very fact that this level of ayin, when it's revealed, it's mevatel the yesh. What does that mean? Shayesh kaidum loy. That really, here on this level, there's room for an existence for a yesh. V'gam yesh le'eze erech le'gabi ayin. And this is a level of Elokus which relates to another existence outside of it. It's not the ultimate revelation and existence of Ein Oid Mulvadai, where nothing, Kula Kamekala Choshev Mamish. This is a level where there is a source for creation from the Eibishter, which is beyond our existence, true. But it has to be some level where there's an Erech to our existence. Otherwise, you can't say that the Ayin is Mevatel the Yesh. On that place of the Ayin, there is no Yesh. There's no need to be Mevatel Bechlal. So here, the point that Rebbe is saying is, it's similar regarding the level of Chaya. On one hand, the level of Chaya is so far removed from the reality of the nisyonos and challenges that goes on in the metzias of the yesh, that you can't say that there's a direct interaction between them b'derech mulchama. This is the way it's usually explained in the Pada B'Shalom Maimarim that we learned many times, in the Kislev Maimarim, Pada B'Shalom, that when it comes to Naran, the fact that they have an interaction and a mulchama in the metzias of the yesh, It's through seichel. There's a shakla v'tariya. There's a mulchama back and forth. Because the metzias of the yesh is really completely and fully tevis makim, and your entire battle with the nesyanis is really on the terms of the yesh. The fact that you're reasoning with it, you're explaining him how the Eibush is the truth. Why do you have to explain it to him? If you explain it to him, it means that his questions are tefes makim, his attitude, his approach is real, and you're explaining to him based on the way he sees things. That's the kind of aveda that Naran is. So Naran is not just an aveda where the yesh and the metzias is tefes makim. It's much more than that. Over there, even when you are bringing ashpa of the emes, of the lukos, of the neshama, in what even is it coming down? All based on the outlook of the metzias, of the velt, of the nefesh Bahamas. That's the inyan of Naran. When it comes, though, to the Avodah of Chaya is a whole different inyan. Chaya doesn't battle, doesn't reason with the Nefesh Bahamas, with the Metzias of the Welt in that kind of way. Chaya is Megala Demes. Chaya sees the truth, and therefore, it once it's Megala the Emes, it's Deiche, it pushes away all the Nisyanis. However, even on the level of Chaya, it's not the Pshat that there's no Nisyanis in the first place. It's not the Pshat that there's no other Metzias at all. Chaya is not that level where the essence of the neshama, where there's nothing begins b'chlal besides the Eibishter. Now there is a metzias. Elamai, the chaya is very, very powerful. The neshama sees and is connected to the truth with such a takeif that it's not necessary for the neshama to get into a discussion with the nefesh b'ahamis. The way the neshama on this level of chaya is mashpia on the nefesh b'ahamis, on the metzias of the veld, is not based on his attitude. Adarabba. The neshama, like when a person sees the truth, and you have to have a conversation with someone that doesn't know the truth, and for you it's pashut, for you see it, you're not at all in the other person's world, or in the matzav where there's something else. You see the truth so clearly that you're able to go through it without any shakla v'tariya, without any discussion. However, sof, even on this level of chaya, it doesn't mean that there's nothing else other than the Eibishter completely here. Chaya is a level of the neshama which is already, to some degree, a metzias. Elamai has a very strong connection to the Eibishter, has a very deep connection to the Eibishter that will take it through every situation. That's the concept of chaya. Yechid is a different inyan. Yechid is where there's lechatchil or nothing else. Yechid is, it's completely yochid, one with the Eibishter. Not only is there no mulchamis, there's no other metzias b'chlal. He doesn't understand it doesn't begin b'chlal that there's a nesayin, that there's something else, that you have to use a taikif. Taikif means you have to fight, you have to use the koyach ariyah. Yechid doesn't have any of that. Yechid is poshut on a place where there's just a lakos, it's just the truth of the Eibishter, and that's who he is, and that's it. There's nothing to deal with. There's no nesayin b'chlal. So the Maila Mizeh, what's the highest level? What's the real essence of the Neshama of a Yid? He avoided the mitzad yichidish benefesh. What's yichidish? A chavuka udvuka bach. Yichid of the nefesh is being embraced and completely one with the Eibishter himself. On mitzad b'chinezu on the level of yichide, a melachat chile mitzias acheres shetzrichim levatla. In the first place, there isn't another entity that you have to break through and fight and nothing, none of it. Here is a true einoid mulvade where there's nothing other than the Eibishter himself, and that's where the neshama is. Kivin she'ein shom mitzias klal mulvad atzmusum asein seif. In the true mitzias of who the Eibishter is, nothing else exists. Nothing else is tefis makom. There's no yachas to anything else. There's no shaychas. There's nothing. It's just the Eibishter himself. That's what yichid is. Okay. Now here the Rebbe finishes off this inyan that even though there's a big difference between chaya and yichida, but nevertheless, there's a certain thing that they're similar. Generally speaking, the avedish mitzal chaya yichida, he ba'ifin shal yadam yichaylam levatol. When you reveal this aspect of the neshama, the essence of the neshama, so then you're able to be mevatel gam in yonim keila shi'efshel levatel mal yidei seichel. You're able to overcome such kind of challenges that seichel will not be able to help you with this. There's a certain level of klipa of nisyanis that seichel is able to deal with it. Going back to what the Rebbe said earlier in the Maimah, the regular Avedis Hashem, Zelu Mazel Asalakim, when you have questions, when you have difficulties and issues. So on a regular basis, the Koyach HaSeichel of the Neshama, that understands the truth and feels the truth, whether in Seichel, whether in Midis, that's enough to keep a person direct, straight and focused and in line, connected to the Eibishter. Then there's when a person has such kind of Nisyanis, such kind of difficulties, where it demands much more. It's something where you can't reason with it. You can't, Seichel is not going to help you through this kind of situation. And for that, you have to have either Chaya and even more Yechide, where a person has to rise up to such a level where he has to be completely one with the Eibishter, and that's Mevatel everything. That's Mevatel even the greatest Nisyan as possible. And that's the Nekudah that Rebbe is coming to over here. What's the greatest Klippa that stands very, very strong? And you can't reason with it. You can't deal with it in any way. Of any of the levels of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, and even not chaya necessarily, Amalek. The klippa of Amalek is so powerful, it's the essence of ra, it's the essence of the klippa, which you can't reason with bachlal. The only way to get rid of it is dafka through the hisgalos of chaya and even more of yechida. As the Rebbe will explain here. So, v'hinei mitzad.
What's the derech to be nisgala?
The yechida sheben nefesh?
No, chaya.
No, Chai is not Indian of Seichel Bukha. Chai you megala the level of Chai. The Koyach HaRotzen of the Neshama, the powerful Koyach HaRotzen for the Neshama. Ein lecha dova, ein mebifnei HaRotzen. The emphasis that it says in some places, I think we had it before, I spoke about it yesterday, that even mitzad the level of Chai, a Yid will also be ready to be Meisa Nefesh, most times. Alter Rebbe, when he speaks about Mesiris Nefesh and Tanya, says that the Makar Mesiris Nefesh comes from Chochma Sheben Nefesh. And here the Rebbe is saying, that's the Chaya. But there's a deeper meaning of Mesiris Nefesh, which is Yechida, which is much, much stronger, much more powerful. There's Lechat Chil and nothing else. Over there, the Yid is so one with Eivishter. Over there, the Mesiris Nefesh is on a much deeper level. But generally speaking, Chaya is that Kayach HaRotzen of the Neshama. El Chadav Ayim Bifnei HaRotzen. But the Neshama, the truth of the Neshama is so clear and so powerful by it, that he's able to go through all kinds of situations with a tekef. Like he fights and he goes, and that's the concept of chaya. Okay, what's the l'um hazeh to this? What's the koyach? Yechide, chaya, yechide helps a person, gives is the koyach of the neshama to go through, not stam, a regular kind of nesayin, but the essence of the ra that's there, dafka through chaya, yechide, are you able to overcome this? So v'hine mitzad v'inyan d'zeh, l'uma zeh, asa l'kim. Everything in the world, whatever power, whatever level, you see that there isn't kedusha, so there's also l'uma zeh. There's the opposing side also that has a very big force. So harei k'shem sh'yeshnoi l'uma zeh, l'neged ha'b'chines nefesh ruach neshama. Just like it was explained earlier in the Maimer, that in the nefesh ruach neshama aspects of the neshama of Yid, there's the l'uma zeh. There's also the lo'umazeh of these levels of chaya and yechida, generally speaking. Shezeu in yonei shel amalek. This is what amalek represents. Chutzpeh v'gaive beloi tage. Amalek is a chutzpeh and a gaive. He has a haughtiness and he's it's the yeshus and the ego, which has no beloi tage, without any crown, which means, as the Rebbe will explain, this is a kind of gaive where you don't even deserve any attention. There's nothing that you earned over here. You didn't earn this. There's a situation where a person is a balgaive, but he can convince himself that he earned the fact that he can be proud of himself. Amalek is beloy tage. He's a balgaive, the etzem, not based on anything. It's the etzem of ra, the etzem of klippe, that just feels himself as an into himself, and there's nothing else other than him, and he doesn't even have to explain it. As Rebbe will clarify here. What's this? The chutzpah and the gaiva of Amalek. Sheyesh beizefan and begaiva. There are two levels of gaiva. This is based on the lashon that you say in the Az Yashir, go. So even in Kedusha, lahavdol, when you talk about the gaiva, the greatness of the Eibishter, there are two levels. So over here, the Rebbe is relating this to the way it is by Amalek. Gaiva sheyesh la avana b'seichel. There's a level of gaiva which is based rationally. Has a certain. There's a place for it. There's a basis to this gaiva. And the gaiva leloy tam. Then there's a gaiva, it's the etzem of the yesh. The etzem feeling of it's I, it's me, and I don't care about anything else. I don't tolerate anybody. I don't relate to anything else. Just me, just the essence of gaiva. Gaiva sheyesh la avonah b'seichel. When you have a gaiva that's based on a certain reason, that's like what the pasuk describes. Al yishal chacham b'chachmasa gaimer. When a person has wisdom, you shouldn't praise himself. Don't take pride and attribute the wisdom to yourself that it's you. Or asher ba'ashrei. When a person has riches, so then he should take pride and attribute it all to himself, that he's the one that gained it and he got it for himself. Haino, so in these cases, using the second example, shliyosei asher, if the individual is rich, and the chayshev, and he thinks to himself, asher kaychi, v'aitzim yadi, asli yisachay lezeh. It's my power, it's the might of my hands that got me all this wealth. So here there's a yisai to this gaiva. The person looks at himself and sees the milas that he has, whether a milan chachma, whether a milan ashiris, and he takes pride over it, and it's mine, it belongs to me, I created this, it's all my gain, it's all my earning. Even if he has the understanding, and even more so, the recognition. That this is a gift that the Eibush is giving him, he understands that it's not koichi veitzim yadi. A person can't move a finger, he can't do a thing without the power of the Eibush there. And he understands that it all comes from above. But nevertheless, but he looks at himself and he says, look, if the Eibush gives it to me, it's probably because I'm worthy. Because I earned it, I did something that I can demand this. And even l'tvaya b'zroya, when a person demands something with his arm, he's forceful and not, doesn't stop demand, but he demands in a forceful manner. What do you mean? This is look who I am, look what I'm doing. I deserve this. Is hine mizeh bali de yeshus v'gaiva. This is what brings a person this kind of attitude, where a person thinks that he's worthy and it's him. That this brings a person to yeshus, to be into himself, and gaiva, haughtiness, where he's disconnected from the Eibishter. So the nekud over here is that, what's the emes? The emes is whatever the person has, the entire metzias of the person. It's all bottle, it's all part of, it's all a hemshach of alakos, it's all an expression of the Eibishter's ratzon. There is nothing outside of the Eibishter. The very fact that a person has a hergish, a feeling that says that I'm a thing, and I'm worthy, and I accomplish, and it's me, that where does that haggish come from? It's a separation from Elokos. It's a separation from the Emes. A person's feeling that it's him, that he gained this and he got this, he can do this. It's a level of gaive where the person doesn't feel be'etzem, that he's disconnected. Based on circumstances, based he has a hesbet and a seichel that is blocking. That's blocking the truth. It's not a level where mamish, the person be'etzem, feels that I'm it. No. He understands, he knows that, and his etzem, he knows he's connected to the Eibishter. However, on a level of seichel, when he thinks about himself, the way he functions on a daily basis, the way he goes about life, is thinking that he has certain hesbedim to himself, that he explains himself that I'm worthy, and I'm this, and I'm that, and therefore his life revolves around himself, in that sense. So since over here, this is not the essence of gaiva. It's not that it got to the very core of the person where he doesn't recognize it. He's completely involved in himself. So this is a gaiva that comes just from a level of seichel. Azaya mulcham kenegda. How do you fight this? How does a person get rid of this level of gaiva, which is based on seichel? Will be too late to eradicate it. So a person will learn and understand and realize pashut a mistake. It makes no sense. The whole thing is a mistake. What do you mean, keichi vaitzim yadi? There is no keichi vaitzim yadi. And whatever worthiness a person thinks he has to himself, legabe de ebishter, which is be'ein areich, which is b'li gvul, there is no, person can never come and say in front of the ebishter that I deserve, I'm worthy, I demand, I should get this, I should get that. That all those kinds of expressions is where a person's chas v'shalom separating himself from the Eibishter. So if a person understands and gets al piseichel where he is, where's who he is as a person in relation to the mitzias of the Eibishter, you come to realize that it's garnished. The person has no erech b'chlal, agabi the Eibishter.
So this needs the level of chai yichid
of the No. This is nefesh, ruach, neshama, al yidei seichel. Seichel is the level of neshama where a person pashut learns and understands to see and know the truth on a seichel level, pashut on an intellectual level. The neshama is sensitive to understand the truth of Getlichkeit. And there, once you understand the truth of the Eibusha, you see, how could I come and demand anything for myself? So it's mevatel the mitzias of the yeshus. Ah, but then, yesh gaive shiboifin shel dal geya. There's a level of gaive where it's a dal. He's a poor individual. Poor on whatever sense, whether Begashmi is, whether Beruchni is, he has nothing to show for himself. There's no basis, Bechlal, to this Gaiva. But still, Geya, he's still, the ego is, he's into himself, that's it. Kedisa B'Gemara, it's the expression the Gemara says. Da'ava pishu atzmi yideya, she'eina asher, ve'eina chochem. He knows that he's not, there's no riches, there's nothing that he has to show for himself, not in Eshiris, not in ve'eina chochem, not a chochem either. Mekomakam ereo Geya. But nevertheless, He's into himself. He feels that I'm it. I'm the most important. Nothing else matters. This is the essence of the yeshus, the chutzpah, where a person is so brazen, where a person has nothing else exists other than himself. This is the le'umazeh, the real le'umazeh for the ultimate einoid mulvadeh. Just like einoid mulvadeh on the ultimate level is that the Eibishter is just, it's just him. There's nothing else that exists. Over there in the mitzias of the emes and mitzias of lakus, there is no beginning. There is no tefisas makom for anybody else. The chutzpah b'li tam, this ultimate level of gaiva, is on such a level where the person, there's nothing else that's tefisas makom, and he doesn't have to give any esbeirim for this. He's l'chatchila just involved in himself. The essence of Ra doesn't need his baitim why I'm it. The essence of Ra is separated, feels independent, feels that I'm it. This level, that core of evil, that core of yeshus, how are you going to get rid of this? By trying to explain and reason with him and explain to him how great the Eibishter is and how small you are. It doesn't register b'chlal. That's not the problem. That's not the issue. The issue is beyond seichel. It's the essence of the Ra that just feels itself. It's not a problem that's caused through seichel. It's not based on seichel. It's not related to that at all. Over here, you have to have a much deeper koyach to overcome this. That's the avodah to fight on Malik. Okay, we're in the middle of the Indian here. Mitzvah Shem will continue.